it fell to the U.S. Army quartermaster to feed the more than 8 million soldiers who would fight in World War II. And that task involved more than canned meat and biscuits provided in World War I, as detailed in this 1942 training film.
Since the last war, nutrition has become a science. And our Army Quartermaster Corps uses that science in planning Army meals.
And plenty of vitamin C was essential for troop nutrition to prevent scurvy in both land and naval forces. Historian Matthew Eng wrote an article for the U.S. Naval Historical Foundation that looked at nutrition in World War II.
But lack of vitamin C is a real thing, especially when you're in warfare. You might not be getting vitamin C in your regular old ration, basically going to be getting calories.
The military needed a way to get vitamin C to overseas troops. Fresh fruit wasn't an option because of shipping and spoilage, so they launched a huge effort to increase the production of a beverage that wasn't very popular at the time, canned orange juice. Ben Hill Griffith III's family had several citrus groves in the town of Frostproof, Florida. When the war broke out, the government came calling. The military needed so much juice that the Griffin family and other growers expanded, planting an additional 100,000 acres in the 1940s.
We had fresh citrus that we would deliver to the government to be dispersed with the troops, and we also had canned orange juice and canned grapefruit juice. Dare say that the quality at that time was not as good as what we put up today, but that was a matter of not having the refrigeration.
Then came the challenge of processing all that fruit. The federal government stepped up again. It had some of the 10,000 POWs in Florida build a huge plant with the Citrus Growers Cooperative. The 65-acre plant in Lake Wales still produces orange juice today. Chip Henry is CFO at Citrus World Incorporated, the parent company of the cooperative, now known as Florida's Natural.
The construction of this site began during the war years. A lot of the infrastructure that's here, what you don't see, the underground, the piping and all, was actually constructed by German prisoners of war. And I imagine these fellows were glad just to have something to do.
During the war, Florida surpassed California in orange production, but the state's real windfall came just as the war ended. The Florida Citrus Commission and the U.S. Department of Agriculture quietly worked together during the war to develop a better way to preserve orange juice. Their discovery was frozen concentrate orange juice. It didn't come in time to be shipped to the troops, but Florida's Natural CEO Bob Baer says it became a big hit when those veterans came home and started families.
We were largely a grapefruit industry prior to the 1940s, and it was the emergence of orange juice during the war effort and then following that with frozen concentrate that really put orange juice on the map here in this country. Before long, it was on everybody's breakfast table.
I'm Flora the Florida orange, and I'm loaded with vitamin C.
I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.
That's why everybody needs a lot of little. Oh, me.